Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauling. It's December 11th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released July 16th and 17th, 2003.
Nazarene, we often speak of demons, the creatures of darkness, but what are they? Are they fallen angels? This has many people's curiosity.
That's a good one, Alora. Fallen angels, really. If any of the demons were angels, they'd have to be millions of years old, and demons only live about 1,000 years. No, what demons are the souls of really, really bad people that did horrendously evil things to other people in their lifetime, and know that the moment they pass into the afterlife, they're going to go poof. All the pain and anguish that they have caused others will come up on them, and they won't be able to bear it, and they will burst and disappear forever and suffer the second death. So they know they cannot truly die. So when their physical form ends, they shed it, but they do not go into the afterlife. They stay in the material world, and they become creatures of darkness. They feed off hate, greed, lust, but their primary source of food is when a soul leaves a body for many hours afterwards, it will still generate some power, and the demon gets into it and gouges itself on this energy. The energy from one individual body can last it for a year or so, but they have to constantly replenish this energy, and the older and older they get, the more they leak, the more energy they use, so the more desperate they are to feed. And that's why they encourage people to hate. That's why they encourage people to kill, because they need a constant food supply. They need bodies that they can feed on constantly. That's what the creatures of darkness are, Alora.
Yeah, those things are just gross, Nazarene. I know in my spiritual form I fought them for centuries, but I can't remember what they look like. And from what I've heard, that's a good thing.
You've got that right, Alora.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. In the recent battle when the homosexuals tried to destroy my son's power, Lord Zeus and his people came to his aid. I asked the children of spirit to add his story to their history. Here is the address.
voicesfromspirit.com/light/zeus/cover.htm.
Nazarene, there's a great program on PBS about Martin Luther and how he stood against the church. But Martin Luther's vibrations seem very familiar to me. Why?
Now, let me see, Alora. If you compare the vibrations of Martin Luther with those of your dear friend Peter, I think you will find why they are so similar to you, because they are one in the same. I sent Peter back to deal with this little problem with the Catholic Church. I sent him on this mission because if he hadn't done it, the human race would have ended in just a few hundred years if we hadn't straightened out some of that mess and got enough people back on the right track to get things running better. We would have been in an awful mess. So I sent Peter to do this marvelous work, and I think he did very, very well. But when he got back to the afterlife, it was found that people needed Martin Luther just as much as they had needed him in the material world. So we pulled a little common trick. We split Martin Luther off from Peter. We created what is called a splinter soul. And the Martin Luther that is in the afterlife is just a fragment of Peter, but he is just as real and just as vital and just as active as if he was a real soul that had been created in the real way. And he does everything for the people, and the people love him just as much as if he was a real soul. And he functions perfectly normal in the afterlife. But we've got both Peter and we've got Martin Luther, and we need both of them. And that's why the vibration seems so similar to you, Alora.
Cool, Nazarene. I never expected that answer. Splinter souls sounds like a good topic to be asked about more. And isn't there one of me out there somewhere?
Actually, Alora, your situation is something altogether different.
We'll be back again.